check it out, man. The greatest fucking rock and roll show on the fucking earth, right? You're talking Gene and Paul alive, y'all. I'm talking about the most voluptuous woman hanging out in the audience. I'm talking big breastuses and tight vestuses, my friend. You're talking people passing around joints in the audience. You're talking about fucking Detroit Rock City, brother.
All right, greetings from Jindal. It's Jody Havnot, and I'm here with
Andrew Kiss.
And we got a little mini-sode because Andrew saw Kiss tonight in Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's just hear all about it, dude. Take me back to the beginning. How did they start for you? You wake up feeling excited? Oh. What?
I work nights, so I got off around 7 in the morning, slept, woke up, ate dinner. Then my dad and I went on the train to the Kiss show. And, it was great. It's really funny. As soon as we got off and we're walking to the entrance of Ontario Place, we see five cops just taking down some guy, and his bag falls to the ground, and all these needles just spill.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, just...
Holy smokes.
I'm just like, what the fuck?
Right. That's kind of an odd thing to see at a Kiss show.
Yeah.
So how was Def Leppard? Let's start there.
They're all right. You'll have to excuse me. I'm fucking exhausted right now, so
it
might not be making sense. But they already started. We arrived later because we didn't want to see the whole Def Leppard set, but they're all right, I guess.
Right.
Really, I was just, like, waiting for Kiss.
Exactly.
Like, as you said before, like, fucking Iron Maiden could be on. Like, just be like, let's get to Kiss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So take me to the moment, man. They dropped down the curtain, and let's take it from there. What happened? What were you feeling, and how awesome was it?
I couldn't, it hits you. Just, like, you don't, I forgot where I was for, like, 5 seconds. It's just like, holy shit, that's them. Descending from that fucking spider.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So they start with Psycho Circus?
Yeah.
I bet you were happy, right?
Yeah. And everyone else around me is going, well, they're excited, but like no one's really singing along. It was actually really funny. Where I was, like, it seemed like, or actually just looking around everywhere, like, there was a good, I guess it was even between the Def Leppard and, Kiss fans, but like half of them were freaking out during Def Leppard set, and then just like the Kiss fans, you just see nodding their head to the songs, and then vice versa. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, I was freaking out and singing along to Psycho Circus. Everyone in my section was turning around going, what the fuck is this guy doing? Because I'm screaming into some guy's ear.
Right.
Just, yeah, I was just really getting into it, and then I was happy. The next song was Deuce, and I was really happy. They didn't play that the last time they came here. So, it was just really awesome to hear that.
Hell yeah. How was the guitar tone tonight?
Great. Except Def Leppard's mix fucked up my ear quite a bit. Like, I was having, the bass rig was giving me vertigo. I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes it was just like, it would pop.
Really?
All of a sudden, like, way over mix, and just, yeah, it was weird.
Oh, wow.
But Kiss's mix sounded great. I was surprised. I can never really hear Paul's guitar properly whenever I went to see him, but this was really
you could hear the separation, huh?
Yeah, great.
Sounded awesome too, I bet, right?
Oh yeah,
dude, the last time I saw Kiss was when they came with Motley, and it was the best sound I've ever heard out of all the shows I've been to. And I expect the same here in about 2 weeks when I finally get to go.
But I know, yeah, the mix sounded great. Actually, what I was really, really happy about is that Eric's background vocals
just
cut so well. Like, you can hear everything with that, and he's just such a strong singer, and depending on what live shows you see, like, he's not really mixed in well sometimes, so it's great to hear that.
Right. So let me ask you this, man. What was up with our boy Paul? How'd he sound?
You know what? He sounded great. I know, like, I tried very hard to just not, you know, like, not just listen with your eyes. I really tried, like, making sure I hear. Like, he had a bit of off notes here and there, but, like, when he was on, he wasn't just holding the note for a second. Like, he seemed really on tonight.
Right on.
I know it's a little biased because I was there, but honestly, right. He sounded better than last time I was there last year.
Right on. So, did you dig on the tuning down? I mean, they're like another half step from where they're usually down. So they're down a full step from, you know, 440.
They were like that last year as well. It sounded weird the first time I heard him, but honestly, I'm just used to it now.
Right. A little thicker. Mm. Pretty heavy, yeah. Right?
Some songs, I Love It Loud does not work in D.
Right.
It doesn't sound right to me, but God of Thunder sounds fucking heavy as shit in
right.
D.
Right.
So, like, you take the good with the bad. I mean, some songs sounded great, other songs not so much.
Right. Like, so how was the crowd taking the Kiss set? I mean, was there a lot of big pops, or was it kind of like when, you know, how was it?
Well, I was surprised. A lot more people were singing along to the, I guess, deeper cuts than I thought would be.
Yeah.
Like, normally it's, Deuce is somewhat well known. God of Thunder is a big one.
People were singing along to Deuce, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And people were enduring my obnoxious Deuce moves at the end because I had to do it. Actually,
did you run into those same chicks who caught you doing it before?
No, they weren't Kiss fans. They were just very annoyed college students.
Right.
But, actually, I do that all the time at concerts. Like, I'll be singing and air playing Tommy's solos, or, like, when I know Eric's got a fill, like, I'll just air drum it over people's heads and just, like, I don't try to purposely do that, but just something that comes natural. I just love, air guitaring during shows.
Right on. Nothing wrong with that. So what was the highlight of the night, man?
Hide Your Heart.
Yeah?
I never thought, like, I knew, like, it was on the set, but the set list from previous shows, but, like, before this, the set list for this tour was, before you found out what was on there, I would never think in a million years they'd play something from fucking Hot in the Shade.
Right.
One of the most pissed on Kiss albums of all time. That everyone seems to hate. I love, by the way.
Yeah,
just
me
for the
too.
Record, I fucking love On the Shade, but I never thought, especially on a Def Leppard tour when you're trying to please everyone with your biggest hits for both bands.
Right. Well, that's why, that's why they would play that one, because that one was a pretty big hit. I mean, it had a video, and Tito got a little bit of notoriety, you know? But
yeah.
I could but see
them
doing
it. It's something
it.
I wouldn't, I just expect, like, Heaven's on Fire.
Right.
Or something like that to stay in there. But so that was really...
I think they're just as tired of that one as we are.
But yeah, just that was... I freaked the fuck out during Hide Your Heart.
That's awesome.
Screaming as loud as possible. That and, right before Black Diamond, like, Paul's little interlude. Like, just that sort of... He didn't play it as much, but just, like, that... mini solo right before he starts.
That's awesome.
That was one of my highlights too.
That's pretty awesome, dude. So, and the crowd, I mean, basically everyone was going apeshit all night, or what?
Well, me and another guy right in front of me, pretty much. Like, they were singing along, but I was headbanging obnoxiously like I was at a Goryeot show. And he was he kept falling on this poor chick. Like, I felt so bad for her because she kept having, like, I guess her boyfriend got pissed at the dude, but, like, he kept, like, stumbling back a bit to the point where I thought he was gonna get knocked out. And I also felt bad because I was, like, I kept raising my hands, and I was next to this woman who was a lot smaller than me, so pretty much her nose was right where my pits were as I was just raising to the devil's horn, so I kind of felt bad for her
right
all night. And also, those were some highlights. I think everyone was on. I noticed that a lot of guitar trouble tonight.
Really?
Tommy's rig went down for a couple seconds, and I know he broke a string, and Gene was on the side for a good portion of, might have been Shout Out Loud, I can't remember, but there was something up with his wireless units, so really? He had to switch out of bass, yeah.
Wow, so Tommy broke a string, huh?
Yeah, and he did that the last, actually every time I've seen Kiss. Like, I don't know if just Toronto's bad luck for him, but yeah, he breaks a string every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the weather change. It's hard on his Les Paul or something. Was he playing that white Les Paul or what?
Yeah, that looks sick. Although well, this is getting picky now, but I think it would look a lot better with just black volume and tone knobs.
What does it got on it?
Well, it's got like all white, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it looks like one of those fucking robot guitars that they put out a few years back.
Yeah, that tunes itself and all that.
Yeah, fucking that
corny.
Yeah. But yeah, it looked really awesome. And
so did you feel like the set was long enough?
No, it went by way too quickly.
Right, 14 songs, what?
Yeah, something like, it's because they had to, actually anytime you see him, it always goes by. You always want to play till the sun comes up, but right. Especially tonight because they had to split, or I guess it was a double bill, so both Def Leppard and Kiss had to have the same amount of time, so they shortened their set a bit.
Right. That's cool, though. Yeah. Hey, you saw him last year, right?
Yeah.
So you'd already seen the Spider, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was this 40th anniversary, or whatever they're calling it, was it any different than the Monster Tour other than the set list?
Little bits here and there. What was kind of odd was during Hotter Than Hell, the video that they used was from Hell or Hallelujah, and they used the same video for that.
Really?
So I picked up on that.
Oh,
and,
okay, yeah.
I'm glad they kept the Creature's Bell in the spotlight. That was something I really liked right before God of Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that bell makes it just a little bit eviler.
Oh, yeah.
Or more evil, I guess.
It reminds me of that scene in Fantasia with the Chernabog. Just right. The devil just like when like it gets bright out and he just like wraps his wings around. Just it reminded me of that, which was pretty badass.
Right. So all in all, you felt like you got your money's worth tonight?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
My dad had a good time as well.
What would you rank it as far as the times you have seen Kiss?
That was, it's cliche to say, but fucking, it was my best time.
Really?
It really, I don't know, I guess maybe not set list wise, but that was the most excited I've ever been to see Kiss.
Hell yeah. You've been eating and breathing Kiss lately, especially.
Oh yeah.
So there they were for you.
Yeah, and it's odd, like, you don't really, I don't know, that's just me personally, I don't really, like, I can't really grasp it until it's over.
Right.
Just like, holy shit, I just saw my idols there.
Yeah, it's always kind of surreal when you're, like, standing there and there they are. It's like, holy
shit. Yeah, it's like
shit.
Too much to process until, like, it's done.
Yeah, it's like, these dudes are real, man, they're alive.
It's cool. Funny.
That's just, it's cool. Like,
well, it's like everyone's a big rock and roll family, whatnot. As soon as the song's over, it's fucking anarchy because everyone wants to get the hell out. So
right.
That's when all the fights and shoving and cops and everything starts
right.
happening, is when everyone wants to leave and just go home. I was worried. There was this drunk chick on the train, and I was really she kept leaning, looking like she was gonna puke on my leg. So that was a long train ride. just like, oh no, don't, just lay back and just don't look in this direction.
Right. Did you visit the old merch stand? Did you get anything cool?
Fucking line. No, just
right.
I would have missed my train, and I also I would have missed Kiss. Like even if I just was there during all of Def Leppard's set. Just the merch lines, fucking, even the washroom lines too. Oh,
Oh boy.
And, yeah, it's just anarchy. Just I don't know. It's just the way it's designed. Well, I guess it's like any outdoor venue, but just it's not very well thought out. Like you got everyone just going in all directions, trying to get everywhere.
Right.
Just all cramped into these two staircases. So, like, it took me 15 minutes to get, I guess, from my seat to the bathroom.
Damn.
Sorry, I'm rambling here in an odd way, like I said.
No, you're
I'm
good, bro.
Fading in and out. Like, I don't mean to complain. I had the time of my life, but just, like, this little stuff is...
Right, there's always something at a show that could be better, but... Would you say, all in all, would you recommend people go to this tour?
Yep. Like I said, I was fading out a bit with Def Leppard. I kind of popped when, like, Photograph came on or Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Right.
But honestly, I was getting a little worried because, like, I felt that sort of that lightheadedness right before you get to Dehydration.
Oh, shit.
So I was just like, oh, fuck, this better not happen when Kiss is on. So, like, I just, like, as soon as Def Leppard's over, I fucking just pile through all the people in my seats. I don't even bother saying excuse me too much anymore because they always give you, like, the asshole look, like, oh, jeez.
Right.
So just fucking running through just, and then getting this, yeah, just getting water because, I can sort of feel that, and I didn't want to, like, pass out or look stupid, like, right during Kiss.
You didn't want to miss Kiss, right?
Fuck that.
Right. All right, man, we're going to wrap this one up. This was just a mini-sode review of Andrew Kiss's Toronto show this evening. One more time, what do you give it a thumbs up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Right on. Cool, man. Well, one more time from Jundell. We're going to keep this one short for the mini-sode, and this is Jody Havnot. I'm here with
Andrew Kiss.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned. We got a lot of shit coming your way. All right, Kiss Army, that's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f-
oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene it's with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Someone. Somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
Podkist. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Join me each and every week as I give you my opinion on all the Kiss topics and news of the week. I talk about every era of Kiss with a number of guest hosts from all your favorite Kiss podcasts. Check the show out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Podcast Rock City, your 20-minute Kiss fix.
Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website at www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it! And we hope that you enjoy it.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you and goodbye.
I love you. Bye!